Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, Payne, you ready?
Yeah.
Man, let's lock and load.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Yeah.
No, turn me up.
Hey. Hey,
I think we got one.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Tell me, what do you see when you're looking at me?
Whoa, whoa.
Grinding, trying to, you know what I mean, live our dreams, chase our destinies, you know what I mean? Today, matter of fact, I want to take this moment to shout out all the fathers out there. I ain't talking about baby daddies. I'm talking about fathers. Brothers, we're all the above, man. We out here trying to do what we got to do for our children's sake so that their tomorrow will be much better than our yesterdays. You feel what I'm saying? So all the above, homie. That's why I started off with that song. Because when you're nothing, you can become something. Always remember that. Too many times you tend to believe that you can't be something. Too many times you tend to believe that there is no tomorrow for you. You can leave from nothing to become something. But to all the fathers out there, I salute you. All the daddies out there and the baby daddies, you need to step your game up on some real
hits. Right.
So welcome
That's
to
right.
the show. You know, the usual suspects are here, the lovely Lady Joy, as always.
I'm here, darling.
K. Diddy Esquire is also looming somewhere in the background here.
I'm always floating around.
Looming.
Yeah, I like that word, looming.
Yes. I'm letting it shine a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Today's show is called I'm Not Superman, I'm Only Human. Because today we got to address some things that too many times too much is put on us. And sometimes when we stumble, it's like we can't get back up. But, you know, I mean, if Superman had kryptonite, what says I? I got to have something too. So that's what we're talking about today. Real talk. I'm going to open up a chat room in a minute. Lady Joy, welcome to the show. You know they'd be missing
hey.
You. What's good?
Oh, I'm just maxing and relaxing, trying to stay out of this heat and wishing all the fathers, the good fathers, a happy Father's Day. And all the mothers that are fathers, happy Mother's Day, Father's Day, all of that.
Yeah, for real. All the single mothers out there riding, holding it down, you know what I mean? Big ups to y'all for doing the job y'all do. We got nothing but love coming from your boy. But before I get too far, I want to also make mention that we have a special guest that's going to be joining us today. Miss Shaquita Winfrey will be on the show with us later on. And we're going to chop it up with her a little bit, you know what I mean? She's one of those young ladies who's been through a lot herself, so she can relate to all the above. Like my man Saint Menno said, why the hell would you try to stop me when I done been to the bottom and I'm trying to get to the top? You feel me?
And crap in a bucket mentality. You know?
So that's where we are today. Welcome to the show, man. I got a slight headache, but that don't mean nothing. We still here. We still represent.
We
fly through. You know what I mean? Shout out to the good folks over there, World Movement Records. You know what I mean? Got to send a big shout out. www.worldmovement.com. In the building. Hey.
Absolutely.
Before we go any further, you know what? We were just talking about the heat. Lady Joy, this is for you right here, baby. This is for you.
Rain, she keeps me home.
need and not a hot Vegas day. We could show you some summer rain, Lady Joy. That was for you.
Ooh, thank you, baby.
All right. She could have that one.
You know what I mean?
Don't hate.
Oh, we're trying to make it a loving show today. Today, the topic is I'm not Superman. I'm only human. You know what I mean? I wanted to do this show today because a lot of times we get into things and we come in and there's just too much being put on you. You know, your boy Pretty Tony, I come up with these topics based on real life experiences, things that I've been through, things that I've seen. And, you know, a buddy of mine triggered me because he's trying to court this young lady and she basically told him she wants everything. And when he told me that, because that kind of stunned him. She wants everything. Is anybody truly capable of giving everything? That would put you on some superhuman status right there.
There's a couple billionaires out there that can give everything.
And I'm glad you said that, Lady Joy, because even with the financial wealth, trust me, I've been around very wealthy people and some of them are still unhappy. So all the time, money don't buy you happiness. All the material things in the world at times can't give you the happiness that you seek in your soul because you can't push money down there to give that soul happiness. But since you mentioned the word billionaire, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'll shout it out once again. I'm about to bring in Miss Shakita Winfrey, who happens to be the author of the Billionaire's Bible. As a matter of fact, let me give the young lady a round of applause.
Let me make an official introduction to Shakita, Pretty Tony, my other partner, Joy LaShawn. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
Miss Winfrey. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon to you. I'm enjoying this real beautiful, hot, sunny day here in Atlanta. I'm really having a good time today. So the weather is pretty hot, but I'm still enjoying it. So having a good day today. And I want to. I'm sorry.
It's hot here, too.
Oh, I know. And I want to also say to the fathers, all the great dads out there, happy Father's Day to you today.
Oh, you know what? Thank you. You just earned brownie points with me just right there. I appreciate it. You earned brownie points because a lot of times, and some of it is deserving, a lot of times brothers get the bad end of the stick. And like I said, sometimes it is deserving, but they're brothers. You see, I can speak on this because I'm a brother who I handle mine when it comes to my children because my greatest goal in life is to ensure that my children live to be better and more productive people than I ever was. You understand what I'm saying? So,
all the baby daddies,
there you go. All the baby daddies on the couch smoking blunts. You know, so buy advice for something. You can still make it right.
It's not too late.
Okay.
Not too late. Even if you can't provide any money, just that phone call, it's not too late.
Say hi to your babies.
I know, right?
You love them, you know? Tell them you love them.
Absolutely. Love is the best thing that you can offer.
As a matter of fact, and we already shouted out the mothers out there who are fathers, but Miss Winfrey, this is your moment. So, first of all, we're famous on this show for just shameless plugs. So we're going to throw out the first shameless plug, www.shakitawinfrey.com.
Okay.
If you don't know the young lady, go get to know her at the website. You know what I mean? She has a couple books out on the market, and I'll let y'all hear from her lovely lips the names of her books. Miss Winfrey, please tell the good folks the name of your books.
Well, I have three books currently, and the Billionaire's Bible will be out this fall. The first book is called The Other Winfrey. That has been out for quite some time, but it's still doing good on the sales chart. And the latest, yeah, I know, right? God is good. And then the second book is called Release, and that I just came out with it not too long ago, and that's doing real well.
All right.
Good, good. Now, congrats, girl.
Thank you.
We're going to start off with the topic of the first book, The Other Winfrey. You know, it's kind of hard to have a name like that. That's one of them names when you hear it, you're like,
I know.
Shakita, do a lot of people ask you if you're related to Oprah?
Oh, all the time. All the time. All the time.
Like that's the only Winfrey in the world, right?
Right. And my name is not even Shakita. It's more like I'm Oprah's cousin, so I get that all the time. So people don't even remember my name. They'll say, Oh, that's that Oprah Winfrey cousin
Oprah
girl right there. Yeah, that Oprah chick. So I don't have a name anymore.
Okay. That's too bad.
Well, you know what? And it's funny, and matter of fact, because I'm going to jump off this right now, because like I said, this is your moment. But I was about to be funny and say I was watching a show called The Oprah Effect, and I was about to say I hope some of the Oprah Effect has rubbed off on you.
Wow. Yeah, I hope so too, right?
So, but we're going to get back to you. Release. That is really an interesting name to give a book. You know, let's answer that a little bit. What exactly is release all about?
Oh, wow. It's so much to explain about release. But release is, if you look at the cover of the book, let's start with the cover. You know, it shows me on the cover, and there's like this teardrop coming down my face, actually. And, you know, what that book is, it's like a follow-up book from The Other Winfrey. But it's more or less in terms of, you know, talking to the reader at this point. Instead of, you know, pouring out my life and my life hardships and successes, it really, you know, challenges the reader about their lifestyle and the choices that they're making. And pretty much it just asks you questions about, you know, what are you going to do with your life? Are you happy with, you know, your outcome of the decisions that you made? And if you're not, you know, how are you going to change them? So it really challenges the reader to, you know, dig in deep and, you know, find some answers from within about some of the circumstances that they're going through.
All right. And one of the things, I started off the show with Maino's song, All the Above, because that song means the world to me. Because a lot of times people want us to shy away from the trials and tribulations that we've been through. And as I read your bio, one of the things that really jumped out at me is you took some twists and turns in your life. You took some bumps and bruises, but you found a way to, you know what I mean, go from nothing to something. And that's a really good testimony of the inner strength that you found in yourself.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that means the world. Stuff like that means the world to me. You know what I mean? So despite it all, I heard you say earlier something about a blessing, and that's a positive outlook, and I respect that.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of times, you know, and I don't like to reiterate on the bad things that happen in my life, but a lot of times that, you know, you need that reconfirmation to, you know, that belief that you can make it out no matter what circumstance you had, whether it was financial, dysfunctional household, what have you. You got to have that reconfirmation there to, you know, to assist you along the way. And, you know, a lot of times, a lot of us don't make it out when we're coming from dysfunctional households, a lot of trials and tribulations or what have you. We, you know, some of us give up, you know, and I didn't. And that's what, you know, I want to exemplify to the public that, you know, you don't have to accept your current condition. You can take that problem and turn it around and make it positive and make it work for you and make it work for your advantage.
That's really good, you know, because there's a lot of people out there. You might want to explain how to do that, because there's some people out there that just don't know how. They just stay in jacked up relationships and just let people abuse them because that's all they know, you know. And I applaud you for being able to do what you did and being able to put it out there to help somebody else. That's what our show is all about. you know, being able, you know, we're dysfunctional too. Don't get it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't get it. We're dysfunctional too. We have our moments because with Tony and K. Diddy ganging up on me, I have to, you know, kind of jack them up from time
to
time.
You know what?
Time.
I respect that.
They're my,
wait, no,
they're
no,
my
no,
family.
No.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. They're my family, and I love them, you know. And, you know, if I got to slap them around a couple times, which they both like, you know, I got to do what I got to do. But I applaud you, girlfriend.
Thank you so much.
I applaud you for doing what you do and keep it up. And because a lot of more people need to know about this, that way you can help them. And with your experiences, you know, it's great. It's great.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
And,
thank you.
Yeah, and we want more people to listen into our show, you know, when we have guests like you that can add, you know, to what we do. And like I said, we are dysfunctional, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I said we, meaning both of y'all too, okay?
Can I respond now? First of all, I don't mind.
I haven't even had a chance to respond, but I know she's speaking
you
for herself.
You don't need to. We all know about your ass, okay?
I am not dysfunctional.
Yes, you are. You're the most dysfunctional one up in here, bruh.
I'm prolific.
Yeah, prolific.
Now, hold on. Thank you.
Wait.
Thank you. That's all a brother was asking. I don't mind you calling me dysfunctional.
Yeah, you say it all the time.
Too.
And we're prolific, we ghetto, and we are dysfunctional. And we love each other. I can't stand neither one of y'all, but I still love you anyway. But that's what we do. That's what we
okay.
do. Y'all say stupid shit to piss me off, and you know I'm going to be all up in your ass. And I got my girlfriend here that's going to have my back. But
right.
Absolutely. Now, you know, one of the things I loved as I was looking over your thing, you call yourself an inspirationalist. That just moved me. I just like the way
oh,
that sounds.
Thank you.
I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it again. Inspirationalist.
Thank you. I just say, I'm not going to let my circumstances dictate my future. You know, once you pretty much confirm that, in your mind, you know, you're well on your way to where you want to be. I just said, you know, I'm not going to let my circumstances dictate my future, regardless of what it is. So, and I feel that I am a, I'm sorry?
I said I heard that and I applaud
yeah.
you, girlfriend. Go ahead. On.
Thank you. And I do feel that I'm an inspiration to others. And I also feel that there's people have been an inspiration to me. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it takes some of us longer than others to kind of, you know, figure it out and jump on the bandwagon to understand. But, you know, if you have positive people in your life that are coaching you and mentoring you, you got to listen to them because they're not saying it just because. You know, they have a reason. They've been down that road before you got down the road. And as I say in, like, layman terms, you know, the game ain't changed. The players have.
Okay.
So.
And the fact that what you just said about some people it takes longer than others, that's true. But the bottom line is it doesn't matter how old you are, just so long as you get the message.
Right, absolutely.
Eventually.
Oh, man,
okay.
Joy. If you're getting the message and you're 99 years old, that shit ain't working. I'm sorry.
Whatever, dude. You know, they're 99 years old. They got it going on more than you.
I understand, but I mean, I don't want to get the message when I'm 99. I need to get it like
yeah, but
yesterday.
Everybody is different, baby. Everybody is different. You know,
I got that, Joy. I got that.
99 years old.
I got that, but the message
you're
still
close
is
to it anyway. So
the message still is get it as soon as you can. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
However long. I know we all wake up at different times.
Right, because you're close to 99 too. So you know, I'm pretty much better by now, right?
Well, we know who's dysfunctional today, so we're going to keep it moving.
We're going to keep it rolling right along. Now, one of the questions I forgot to ask, which I should have maybe asked earlier, but, hey, you hanging with us. We in the hood. We family. You done came to the hood, and you hanging with the, on the block with us, so you family. You know,
mm-hmm.
The Billionaire's Bible. Tell me a little bit about that book. What is it all about?
Actually, the Billionaire's Bible is just so motivational. It's an awesome read. It really talks about, have you ever read The Secret, The Law of Attraction? Have you ever read any of those books?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
it's similar in content, but you really have to get the book. It's a really awesome book to read. It really talks about the mindset and having realistic expectations. Remember what your topic today, it talks about unrealistic expectations. Well, you know, this book talks about realistic expectations and how you're going to get there and removing some things, get those things out of the way that are hindering your expectations and your success. So it's a definitely good read.
Okay. And, you know, of course, like I said, we're notorious for shameless plugs.
Shameless plugs.
ShaquitaWinfrey.com. Grab a copy of her book off Amazon. You know, support the sisters. That's what we do out here. We're trying to show love and support because y'all know your boy Pretty Tony. I'm all for leading
shameless
by
plug.
Example. Oh, I'm hey, I was shameless. As a matter of fact, www.worldmovement.com. All the shameless plugs. It is what it is. We out here hustling, Miss Winfrey. It is Miss Winfrey, right?
I'm sorry?
And it is not Mrs., it's Miss Winfrey, right?
Miss Winfrey, yes.
All right. Miss Winfrey out here hustling like the rest of us. She's trying to get her salon. You know, we on the rock. We're trying to do what we do. So, Billionaire's Bible, release, the other Winfrey, the three books the young lady wrote, support her, you know what I mean? And hopefully the light that she's shining, she'll shine on somebody else and inspire and motivate them because that's what we all about. I like shining like my brothers from my neck of the woods because a lot of my brothers from my neck of the woods ain't had nobody shining light. So if one of us can be on this little air doing our thing, that's what we do. I'm sorry to cut you off,
Idiot
Squire.
Also, let me throw it out there too, Tony. Shaquita's going to be coming out here to host the Rising Star Showcase with us and also be doing her book signing out here, hopefully along with you and your release of your next book. We can get that tour together.
Oh, absolutely.
And do some stuff out here on the West Coast as well.
It's going to be so much fun.
As well as in Shaquita's backyard.
In the A,
take out, girl.
In the A.
Hey, man, ain't nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, that just kind of moved me, too. So, as a matter of fact, Miss Shaquita Winfrey, don't go nowhere. You with family right now. We're going to cook a little collard greens and stuff, and we're going to sit and chill for a while and talk about folks.
So are you cooking? Are you cooking?
No, nah, that's Charles' department. You know, we kind of...
I'm cooking.
We kind of...
Are you cooking?
Yeah, I'm cooking.
You know what I mean?
Okay, awesome.
I'm cooking while I'm doing the show. I can multitask.
Are you serious?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
You multitasking.
I'm multitask, girl. I cook, cuss niggas out, and just do all of that.
I know that's right.
Will you behave, Joy?
I'm behaving. What are you talking about?
Oh,
my gosh. Baby, let me. I did it again, so I'm going to let go. Oh, my. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Maybe I can break you down. There's so many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my God, so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh. Got a booty like pow, pow, pow. Honey got some boobies like wow. sending you out like, oh, she got it all. Sex me from my head to toe, and I want it all and all and all. Baby, let me love you down. There's so many ways to love you. Baby, I can break you down. So many ways to love ya. Got me like, oh my gosh, I'm so in love. I found you finally. You make me wanna say, oh, 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 oh my God.
Indeed, welcome back to the show. Your boy Pretty Tony still in the building. Elvis ain't left the building yet, you know what I mean? Kind of play. Live every Sunday, 2:30, we come through here representing me, Lady Joy, K. Diddy Esquire. Today's topic is I'm not Superman, I'm only human. And, of course, we got our special guest, Miss Shaquita Winfrey, chilling with us, you know what I mean? For anybody who wants to holler at her. Absolutely, for anybody who wants to holler at her. Press the number one, jump into the conversation. For my good folks in the chat room, I see you. What's good with y'all? Let me let Ms. Winfrey back on the show. Hold on here. I had a question out the chat room for you.
Okay.
Shaquita, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Asia Productions in the chat room says... What made you decide to write books, and what were the motivating factor behind them?
Oh, wow. The motivating factor behind writing these books is that I felt like I had a story to tell. I went through so much in my life, growing up, dysfunctional family, et cetera, problems after one after another. I just felt like I had a story to share with the world, and that what made me write the books. And what motivated me after I wrote the books is that how I saw when people would read the book and how they would express, you know, Shaquita, you know, I cried when I read your book because I went through the same thing last year. That what really made me more motivated to continue writing, because I felt like I was touching someone. I felt that I was helping somebody out there that might have needed my help, or they needed that paragraph that might have changed their life or what have you. I just felt that from that's what motivated me when I saw the responses that I was getting from writing these books.
That's great, girl. I am so proud of you. I really am.
Thank you.
Right on.
That's great
to
have a sister to come out there and just put it out there, the things that she's gone through, to be able to help somebody else. And I just got to tell you, Chiquita, you are part of another dysfunctional family, and we welcome you.
You need to cut that out.
We are dysfunctional. Dude, please, you're the most dysfunctional of all of us. What?
Wow.
Anyway.
You know what?
This is what we do, Chiquita. We can fight with each other. Oh, who, me? Oh, hell no. Y'all my family. I'd never be ashamed of you. Okay, I just welcome her to the family of dysfunctional folks. And K. Diddy, please don't be perpetrating the fraud, because you dysfunctional like the rest of us even more.
I'm trying to make a good impression. I'm trying to make a good impression.
Okay, there are a lot of dysfunctionality going on here. Is that even a word?
Oh, we love each other, girl. We break out the whips and chains and all of that.
Oh, wow.
Now we're going to touch on the topic of the show for a moment. You know, I'm not Superman. I'm only human. It's not, you know, it applies, even though I use the word Superman. There are men out there who expect women to be superwomen. You understand what I'm saying? But you know, Mary J. had a song a few years ago that said, flaws and all. And there are flaws in all of us. Now,
absolutely.
I've seen your pictures, and hot damn. That's, you know, that's all a brother can say at this point.
You covered up.
Oh, thank you. I try.
All right.
Hey, Tony, yeah. I want to just mention this one little thing, because, see, this one thing about Chiquita that blew me away when I seen it, like the little army experience, because I couldn't picture looking at her and even tying that in with that, the whole little thing, you know what I mean? I mean, her whole journey to get here is just impressive. I know we kind of like skimmed on the surface of stuff, but people really don't know how incredible it really was.
Wow. Yeah, we're really skimming on a lot of things. So deep. Yeah. You know, I was in the military. Not long though, but I was in there for almost a year. But you know, that being in there also taught me a little bit of discipline. A lot of people didn't really expect for me to go that route, but you know, I was making some decisions then, and you know, based on the circumstances, I made a lot of fast decisions. You know, I had children, and you know, I had to think fast. So you know, those were one of the outlets that I've taken. You know, to see if it will work to get me where I needed to be. But I didn't stay long.
But you can't say you were in there.
Oh, I can absolutely say I was there, but I did not stay long. Absolutely.
You know, and I know we had spoke a little briefly on it earlier about one of the things that you got there. It kind of helped you with your focus and discipline, if I'm saying that correctly, kind of helped you. Pull things into perspective.
Yeah, it did. Just for the short period of time that I was there, it was like forced discipline. There was nobody that I could call. I could not call grandma, grandpa, or anything. You know, it's just I was out of my element, out of my zone, and it was forced discipline. And I really just had to step up to the plate and just had to deal with, you know, what came from that. And you know, on the back end, it really helped. It really did help, because it kept me focused. It kept me, you know, waking up every morning at 4 o'clock, almost forever. Even after I got out of out of the Army, I was waking up like at 4 a.m., like making my bed and shining my shoes. And I was like, you know,
make sure that
like,
bed was tight, girl. Make sure
right,
that bed was tight.
Right, right.
Tighten them
cords. Hey, but let me ask you a joy dysfunctional question, Shakita. Did you look when you was in the Army? Did you look like you look now then?
I don't think I was as fabulous. I think some of the features were there, but, you know, I don't think that I was, like, you know, such, you know, out there as I am now in terms of, you know, I'm older now. I'm wearing makeup. I'm doing things that, you know, actually, you know, women are normally supposed to do. You know, back then I wasn't into makeup and, you know, wasn't really into, you know, dressing, you know, appropriately. I was wearing Air Force Ones. I was doing just some crazy stuff, you know, jogging suits. I mean, I still had the look, but it really, you know, now I've kind of developed into be a grown woman. You know,
let me ask you a question. Why does that have to be a joy dysfunctional question? Why that got to be that?
Because.
What?
Because what?
You can't even answer.
You see what I got to deal with? No, I knew you and Tony really wanted to know, but y'all wouldn't ask that question.
No, you wanted to know, Negro, please. Okay, so be real with it. Be real with it. You wanted to know what Home Sally looked like. I haven't seen her picture, but I'm sure she's beautiful and all of that. So don't even pull me into that. See, y'all were starting shit with me. You see what I got to deal with? I love him, but I would, like, really drop kick him in the next week, though.
Too funny.
And he likes it when I get physical.
This is for you, Shakita. Asia Productions in the chat room says, at times the military is forced discipline. Either you learn from it or you go backwards from it. You chose to go forward from it, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. You know, one thing is, you know, what don't make you stronger, you know, if you let it break you, it will definitely do it. Yeah, it'll kill you. So, you know, at the end of the day, that's not what I wanted for my life. It has to be something, you know, within that inner power, that inner strength that you want to see something more for your life. And that's what I chose. And I didn't let, you know, my circumstances dictate my outcome. So I said, you know what, the heck with this, I'm going to do this. And it's going to work, you know. And a lot of people disagreed with me. When I was making certain decisions to better my life. And that's one thing that you gotta, you know, in this lifetime, you're gonna have a lot of people that's not gonna agree with you. They're not gonna like you. They're not gonna approve of certain things that you do. But if you feel you're going down the right road, and, you know, don't ever let nobody tell you that you can't do it. That's so untrue. Mm-hmm. You know, do what you can, and anything is possible as long as you have faith and you definitely believe in it. It will definitely come to pass.
Well, Shakita, you know, it's like you said, you got to do what's best for you, because people, you know, you get a lot of lip service from a lot of people that's not doing anything for you, paying your bills, keeping a roof over your head, feeding you, or none of that. So you got to do what's best for you, and you felt that worked for you, and that's all that matters.
Right.
You don't have to give anybody else a thing, because people, you know, they'll give you lip service all day long and won't do a damn thing. But
right, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It was best for you, and I applaud you, and you keep on doing it, girlfriend.
Thank you.
I got something off Twitter for you. It doesn't pertain to nothing that we're talking about, but hey, my man took time off Twitter to send it. He calls himself the real ROB. I just Googled you, and hot damn. I'm doing my show tonight at the Uptown Comedy Corner alongside the other kings in ATL. Come check me out, Shakita. So
okay.
That's off Twitter for you. He said he Googled
okay.
you, and I guess the picture grabbed him the way it grabbed me. So he wants you to come to his comedy show tonight.
Oh, where is that? Uptown Comedy?
Uptown Comedy Corner.
On Marietta Street. Okay, definitely.
That will work.
Can we all come?
Right, okay.
Yeah, we're going to fly up out of Las Vegas and go to Atlanta for the comedy show.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
We need to bring the comedy show to out here in Las Vegas.
Ain't that the damn truth? Let me see if anybody else in the chat room got anything else to say up in here. Asia Production says, either you learn from it, go backwards, but she said, once it appears that you're doing well, a lot of people want to jump on board. That is true. People always want to jump on the bandwagon of a winner, but when you're trying
to get there, how many of those people
try to push it along, become successful, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, everybody wants to be.
You can count the people on one hand when things fall from you. You can count the people on one hand, or actually on one finger joint. You know, the people that ain't got it going on. Okay.
Right. You're right. Well, guess you know. Here's the thing. Everybody want to be with a winner. You know, don't nobody want to be with somebody that's losing. Everybody want to be a part of something that they feel is winning, the winning team. You know, very seldom you want to see, you know, you want to be with somebody that's on a losing team. You want to be with somebody who's on a winning team. And that's what happens. You know, everybody wants that. And when you're not winning, then people start to disappear. You know, the conversations become shorter. The visits become shorter, the communication becomes shorter, because now when you used to could talk on the phone for an hour to your homegirl, that's because you probably was, you know, offering some things and keeping her going, you know, and now that you can't take care of her, you can't offer anything for her, then your conversations are limited, because now she got to go talk to somebody else so she can get something from that person. Oh, I got to go, hon. I got to go get this money, you know. So there's... You know,
I need them concert tickets and stuff like
that.
Right,
you know. So yeah, so your conversations, and you know, I've been through that. I've definitely been through that. I didn't really have a whole lot of friends. Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot of friends growing up because I had nothing to offer them. You know. And when I got older and started, you know, investing and doing businesses and real estate and you know buying a couple things here and there and you know doing business ventures here in Atlanta, then I've seen, you know, like Drake said, I didn't know you last year. You know, who are you? Right? So, you know, that's how it goes. That's normal. We're humans, and that's life, you know. It's human nature.
Yeah, I've been there, done that a couple of times.
Yes, indeed. KD in the chat room, they want you to behave yourself. You know what I mean?
Wow.
No.
Behave yourself, man.
So, wow. You know, that's what we're talking about. You know, people sometimes, especially, man, you see, that's what I talk about us. The conversation starts off one way, but the universe takes it the way it's supposed to go. Because we were talking about being superman and human. But at the same time, a lot of times when you're trying to progress, people view you as something like this. Damn blank checkbook. You know, you only made a nickel. You ain't even made the damn dollar that you're trying to make. They already showing up talking about they want cars and houses. And you're like, damn, I ain't even made a dollar yet. I'm hustling.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they already done put you on the Superman, Superwoman status. Like, you're supposed to already, oh, you got a couple books out? What?
What?
You know what I want? I want that new 300. You know how long
I saw them pair of Louis Vuitton shoes over there that I want.
Yeah. You know how long royalty checks take to roll around? Nobody don't stop and think these things. She acting funny. Yes, she is.
But you know what, though? You know what, though, Tony? When it's like a lot of people that, I say a few people that come into some money, you know, that's been there and done that. A lot of people think, oh, well, you done changed your attitude. No, I haven't changed my attitude. You've changed your attitude towards me because I got it, you know, and you're not having it like that. And I think that's really piss poor because, there are some people that haven't had before and they come into something and they don't know how to act and they just trip out and stuff like that. But when you get older and you go through some things, and when you're blessed with being able to have that again, you know better the second time.
Oh, absolutely.
And as far as for me, My attitude is not going to change. My address might change, but, okay? But my attitude is not going to change because I've been there and done that a couple of times. And you get more wiser the older that
each time.
Get.
Yeah, each time.
Each time you get more wiser because the things that you did before and it didn't work for you, it's like, oh, well, we're not going to do that no more. And then people are like, oh, well, you all stuck up and stuff. You know, it's not even about that. You know, I've learned that. And just because I'm not giving you what you want because I worked hard to get mine, you know, and some people will look at that, well, that's that crab in the bucket mentality. No, baby, I work for this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to pull you down. I did mine. Do yours, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a way I can help you, help push you up to the top of that bucket, you know, I'll do that. You know, you got to work for yours like I work for mine. And a lot of us in the minority community, we have that mentality, and it's really sad because, you know, people think, oh, you all up in the limelight and all that, and you think you all that. No. I'm talking about from my perspective. No, that is not me. I've been in the limelight for a long time. You know, it comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. And when you're blessed with it, work with it, you know.
Right,
and
absolutely.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm like, spread the wealth because there's so much out there for all of us. And then,
it
you
is.
You know, we have some people out there that's so greedy they just want to keep it and don't want to share it. If you don't share it, it's not going to go.
You got
nowhere.
My address, Joy.
Yeah.
They're scared that you're going to take whatever they have. But, you know,
okay.
here's a perfect example. You know, people might disagree with my philosophy. I feel like you shouldn't have to, you know, reinvent the wheel. If the wheel is working, it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. You can probably add something to it. Just like McDonald's, for example. Why would you change the recipe? The recipe worked for so many years. And McDonald's have flourished in business, you know, in terms of growth measures, and they're like almost like the number one, you know, fast food chain out here. So why would you reinvent the wheel when it's something that's working and maybe you can add something to it to make it better, but don't try to reinvent it? So, you know, a lot of people don't, see that concept either. So.
Hey, matter of fact, speaking on that, let me make a big shout out, Billionaire's Bible. Yeah. Y'all want to get y'all mind right. You know, I'm all about taking a dose of act right. Some of y'all need to get that Billionaire's Bible when it drops and get some knowledge and wisdom put in your soul because that's what it's all about. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
When circumstances change, you know what I mean? Every relationship has its complexities, whether it's a personal relationship, business relationship, and a lot of times we come in and we place too much premium on certain things that are just not realistic. You understand what I'm saying? There's work to be done. There's always work to be done on everything that we're doing in this life. It takes work. Nothing don't just drop in your lap like, you know what I mean? And that's my people. This is for my people. You get into a relationship Monday. You get a job Monday. You start something new Monday. By Tuesday, you're looking for a damn promotion. You know what I mean? Could you have at least given it to Friday? You got to cultivate that. If you're in a relationship, things can't work itself out in the first day, the first week, the first month. It takes time. That's why the name of the show today is I'm not Superman, I'm only human. We're not at warp speed. I can't stand on the top of the stratosphere and zoom with my cape to L.A. to please somebody else. You got to give me time to get there. Is what this is all about.
Yeah, and then, also, just to add what you're saying, you know, often sometimes we believe that others ought to treat us the way that we want them to respond. We tend to put, you know, our relationships, you know, expecting more from a person than they can deliver. And when it fails, and when they fail to meet our expectations, we feel frustrated and betrayed, and we feel like, you know, We resent them because they didn't meet up to what we've set out already.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. What the next person thought it should be. If you had taken the time to examine what you're working with, sort of like going back to the food analogy, if you're in the kitchen and you're cooking and you don't taste what you're cooking, how the hell know what it tastes like. Hold on. We got somebody else here trying to jump in. 347, what's happening? Welcome to the show.
Greetings, family. How are you all doing? Pretty
hey,
Tony,
girl.
Lady Joy, K. Diddy.
What's
Shakira
up?
Winfrey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you?
I'm doing great. Blessed. Blessed
absolutely.
To be a blessing.
Yes, absolutely you are. And, you know, I'm proud of you because I'm proud of me, you know, and we are every woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what you are bringing right now, you know, to those that are reaching out and even asking inside, you know, saying whatever the books are that you're bringing forth, and, you know, we're going to promote, definitely bring those books out.
Thank
like
you.
We're going to play a play, you know, somebody needs to hear that. A whole lot of
thank
people
you.
Need to hear that.
Thank you
and,
so much.
You know, yeah, and so we give thanks. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. I so much appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I'm listening. I'm pretty backing up, you know, okay?
I feel the love in the room, and I'm getting all teary-eyed and perplexed right now. y'all don't go nowhere, man. We got
Happy Father's Day to us.
Oh, happy,
happy
Father's
Day.
Day
to the fathers.
Yes.
And happy to the mothers who are fathers. And we're going to let Miss Selena Johnson sing you a little something.
Cause the one who was there was you. And how do I focus at work? Every time my cell phone rings or pays a beep, I'm nervous or anxious, but hoping the call is you. And how am I supposed to get? Every night that I lean down my head in my bed, you ain't there with your arms wrapped around me, holding me all night through. And how could this be fair? I gave you all of my love, all my time. Every time I could stand and still, you could walk out the door to explore. And that's what this is about. That you will leave your own house. Was that the straw that broke the camel's back? Baby, tell me what's up with that. What does she have on me? What does she do that is so damn good that would make you give up all the love, all the trust, and the stuff that you built with me? Does she know my name? Did you ever tell her she was taking and breaking the bond that we strengthened through blood, sweat, and tears over years? Boy, you don't hear me. And has she met your son? Or maybe your mother and father, your sisters, your brothers, and all of your cousins, your uncle who love me and still call me. And how could this be? Tell me what's better than storming the weather and staying together with her when you love and have a history? How could you go through well? And that's what this is about.
Another relationship.
You and Lee, your own house.
Baby, yeah.
Yes, indeed. Pretty Pony. Right back up in here, man. Can a player play? 2:30 every Sunday. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, everybody online, everybody on the switchboard, everybody on Twitter that's been hitting up. We had a great show today. We talking to Miss Shaquita Winston. She's been chilling with us, you know what I mean? She done became a far part of the deep, prolific, dysfunctional family. But we make it work. We make it happen. We out here still grinding, you know what I mean? We talking about unrealistic expectations sometimes get thrown into a relationship, and it's hard. Because at the end of the day, we're all only human beings, and there's only so much we are capable of.
That's
you
right.
Got to give it your best. You got to give it your best, you know what I mean? Anything in life you do, you got to put effort into it. If you want a good life, you got to put effort into having a good life. You want to write a book, you got to put effort into it. You know how many brothers I know talking about they recording the album for the last 15 years? Yeah, I'm still in the studio, dog. I don't know what you're in the studio doing for 15 years.
Man, you got a whole culture of professional students, man. You know, that's all they'll ever be. You know, they're so busy watching life, they never take time to actually live life, and there is a definite difference.
Straight up, unrealistic.
He's got prolific up in here.
You know what I mean? It's all, sort of like a lot of cats, and, you know, Mr. KD, you can attest to this. A lot of cats think, oh, because a record label approach you, you just in the money. Nah, brother, there's a whole lot of work, time, effort, you know what I mean? We're my advance. For what?
No, that is not even part of the conversation now. The whole 360 deal now is completely different. If you ain't got nothing to bring to the table, ain't nothing happening. You know, it's like Billy Preston's song, nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You know, and this business the same way. If you ain't bringing nothing to the table, don't expect nothing. And if you really look at it, you know, that's only right. It's only right. Prepare, preparation, get your shit together, increase your brand, increase your value, and then when you have value, then you could expect to be paid.
Absolutely.
All right. And
that's right.
And for a lot of y'all out there listening who wonder in life, you know, normally I keep telling y'all, we don't just talk about relationships. We talk about life on this show. And, hell, I might put a topic up that say one thing and you listening to the show and you don't hear a damn thing about it. So what? We do what the hell we want. But the point is...
That's right, because we can do that shit, okay?
You know what I mean?
We just got it like that.
You know, the point we're trying to make, even though we're talking about business right now, let me put it into terms that you can put into your relationship. If you don't bring value to your relationship, it won't have value. If you don't bring something to a relationship, you're pointless in it. A lot of people, you know, and I'm going to say guys because, you know, Joy be getting all offended and
stuff.
Yeah,
because you're always referring to guys and there's females up in here, bruh.
You know what I mean? Let me say for guys, you know, a guy thinks because he got a big dick or a six-pack, that's all he needs to bring. Your dick and your six-pack ain't paying the light bill, homie. You know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
You know, for a lot of women, you know, she wants Chanel purses and stuff, but, you know, what? How the hell do you think you deserve a Chanel purse for what? Because you're cute? That's it?
Well, you know, it's really deeper than, and everything that you're saying right now is so on point, but that just skims the top of the underlying issue. Sometimes we may expect a great deal from others because we are dependent. Some of us lack the confidence, and we rely on others to fill that void because we have unsatisfied needs within ourselves.
Preach it.
So sometimes our demands, you know what? I'm sorry?
Give her an amen. Give her an amen, Joy.
Amen. Up and through here. Okay? Go on, girl, with your bad self.
So, you know, basically,
okay, because there's there's a lot of people that's tuned into our show that need to hear that because they, you know, they're not really realizing what's really going on.
Right, in basic terminology, you know, and as I was talking earlier, is that, you know, if you coming into a relationship and you want this guy to have a Bentley, you want this guy to have this million-dollar home, you want him to be an entrepreneur, and you want all these things, but then you come to the table with nothing. Is that fair? Because
no,
he has standards, too. And
exactly.
With your right, so with your standards, are you really being fair with all the things that you want from this man? And you know what happens if he say that he want all these things from you?
And you ain't got it, so it's like
right, and it's vice versa.
And broke by your damn self, you don't need no help with that.
Right, so it's vice versa. It's not only the women, you know, it's the men too. So you know,
it goes
both
ways. Like I always say, and believe me, Shakita, working with Pretty Tony and K Diddy, I always have to make it equal because they're always trying to lean toward a female side, like it's her fault. Okay, it works both ways. Both
ways.
Because
I'm real, Joy. What you want me to say?
Hey, I'm just saying. It works both ways, bruh. You know, me and you go back and forth with this all the time. Because, and you just said it yourself, well, let me make it equal because Joy going to be all up in my ass. And you know I am. It works both ways.
I'm not the brother.
It works both ways.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something on some real ish right here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I grind. I grind for me and mine. And I have a passion or a dislike for brothers who feel as though, okay, it's just cool to lay up on the couch because I'm doing this or I'm doing that. What else?
So they sling it. They sling it.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? I have a dislike for brothers who call once a month, what about my kids? Last I checked, you ain't brought no food, no diapers, no clothes. You missed teacher's birthday party. You ain't come to the PTA meeting, but, you know, them my kids, and you
Amen.
Got another nigga over there. You got another nigga
Amen.
Over there. Yeah,
that's
like,
doing
and,
a damn
and,
thing, okay?
And you're like, and your point of your conversation is, oh, now you're being disrespectful. Who was I respecting in the first damn place, nigga? Please tell me.
Right, but then you got to look at it, too. Those guys, check this out, some of those guys that make those phone calls once a month, if you go back into their childhood, 9 times out of 10, not all, they come from a fatherless home. So what do you expect?
Yeah.
If they don't have that model there to show them how to be a real man, then 9 times out of 10, they're going to exemplify what they see on the streets and what they see on TV and what they see their homeboys are doing because they don't know any better.
That's
and
right.
It's
That's
so
all they know.
Right, and it's so sad to say because, you know, we have, you know, for the good dads like yourself, I mean, you guys should be praised all the time, not just on Father's Day, but all the time consistently because there's not enough of you guys. If you look at the statistics, I mean, I can go on and on. And just in Fulton County alone in Atlanta, Georgia, 63% of the youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 90% of all homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 85% of all children that exhibit behavioral disorders come from fatherless homes. 80% of rapists motivated with displaced anger comes from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. 75% of adolescent patients in chemical abuse centers come from fatherless homes. 70% of juveniles in state-operated institutions come from fatherless homes. And last but not least, 85% of all youth sitting in prisons grew up in fatherless homes. And that is Fulton County, Georgia statistics in Georgia.
Wow.
Now,
that's sad.
That is
really sad right there.
And that's why I stand on this mountain. And it's taken me a long time because anybody who's known me a long period of time knows I've come from that knucklehead. You know what I mean? My middle name was Fuck Up. You understand what I'm saying? And
okay.
I've been, you know what I mean? Yeah, you could have called my first name Asshole and middle name Fuck Up. Now,
alrighty then.
I stand on this mountain that I stand on now, and I don't let nobody take me off this mountain because somebody has to be that voice in the wind to show that a lot of those cats you're talking about, I don't know them physically, but I know them in spirit. They come
mm-hmm.
from the same neck of the woods I come from, and we ain't never had nobody with our swagger saying, yo, nah, nigga, don't buy that blunt. Go buy. Didn't your baby mama call and say bring some diapers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us are probably, I got 5 on it and all this stuff. And a lot of times, as we said, unrealistically, another person comes along and we get caught up in the emotion and the attraction, but we never get caught up in the getting to know. because if you got to know beyond the person's the attraction and the intimacy, you'd be like, do I really want to have a child with this person, be it male or female? Because
mm-hmm.
when you see where we come from, when you see what we've been through, ain't nobody taking the time to grab us by the hand. Because when somebody talking to me in a language, I don't feel like, yes, I want to have a deeply psychological and philosophical conversation. You're like, man, shut the fuck up.
Right.
And when somebody such as myself is like, yo, dog, come here, let me holler at you. What up, man? There's
mm-hmm.
not enough of us Pied Pipers out there. That's
right.
Why Can a Player Play and the movement Playerology was developed, because, you know what I mean, it started off with me talking my ish about macking, true. Because, you know, macking is a part of life, and a lot of brothers need to learn how to mac. But the movement has grown into, I'm trying to teach brothers, if you have a good woman, don't wait till you're on lockdown to call her and tell her you love her. Don't wait
mm-hmm.
till you're on lockdown to talking about stay down with me. While you're free, go buy her two rolls and be like, yo, mama, I'm glad you looked out for me and I really appreciate you. Don't be shy to say that shit in
mm-hmm.
front of your own boys. Don't be shy
mm-hmm.
to go see about your child. You know what I mean? Nigga, what? You going soft? Yeah, nigga, I got a 2-year-old daughter at home. And yeah, I'm pretty much soft, nigga. Fuck you. Keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know how many brothers done got up out their bed? Some knucklehead-ass nigga done called you. Nigga, we need to ride, nigga. These niggas tripping. You done got up out the bed, left your beautiful wife and your daughter in the house to go ride at a nigga. Now you done caught a charge.
Mm-hmm.
And you've gone for 10 years and you want to be mad at her? How dare you? What you mad about? What you mad about, nigga? You had a choice to make in that very moment. Our decision-making skills is what's hindering us. In that
Absolutely.
Moment, you could have been like, dog, what was you out doing? That you calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning. Nigga, I was up in the club and this nigga looked at me wrong and I cracked him with a bottle. Nigga, bye. Click.
Well, Tony, it goes back to the foundation. A lot of people were robbed of the tools in order to make proper decisions. You know, the
mm-hmm.
communities, the street raised them. They didn't have two parents with any semblance of education trying to raise them. You know, basically they raised themselves. And that's where the problem started. They were robbed of the tools to even make intelligent, rational, logical decisions.
All right.
Asia Productions, I see you by the same. Asia Productions in the chat room says, by the same token, we women must also tell our men how much we love and appreciate them and show. Of course. I'm
of
all
course.
For it.
Oh, absolutely.
There you
sure.
go.
We are part of the problem. We are definitely part of the problem, of course. You know, it didn't get here by itself. You know, it takes time, it takes effort, and it takes everybody.
It takes
everybody that wants to change the situation, to work towards to making a difference with it. With the situation. So, you know, I'm not, you know, male bashing or anything like that. You know, there's a definite issue and there's a definite problem. And, you know, we are also as well as part of the problem. So we definitely have to, you know, buckle down and see how we're going to fix this.
Tony, that's some,
what you say, Kennedy?
No, I thought somebody 574 was trying to join in.
Oh, no, they just chilling. They listening to us. Oh, man. To all the good folks out there that I see just jumped on, welcome to the show. Kind of play, you know. You're kind of late, but we love you, know how. We do what you're talking about. You present. That's all that matters in my book. I don't give you coming to 2 minutes left on the show. You know what I mean? You're fashionably late. That's how I look at it. You figure, tell me?
CP time, okay? CP time.
So, we are on the show. And, of course, we have on the show the lovely Miss Shakita Winfrey, the author of quite a few books, Release, The Billionaire's Bible, The Other Winfrey. You know what I mean? You can check her out on her website, www.shakitawinfrey.com. Grab a copy of her book on Amazon. You know, y'all know the routine. But we support each other on here. We try to make it happen. We trying to break that whole crab in the barrel mentality. You figure, tell me?
Absolutely. We definitely need to break that. Also, I got one more thing to say. I want to let everybody know and all the listeners know that I have my own mobile app coming out this week. It's going to launch this week. You can check your iPhone, your Androids, your smartphones, Blackberries, whatever you have. But I am launching my own mobile application, and it will be available on your iPhones as well as all the other smartphones as well. So definitely God has blessed me to be able to get that out, and I'm just so proud that I'm able to, you know, keep moving forward, you know, with my goals and my dreams. So definitely. So I just want to let you guys know that.
Absolutely.
Right,
you know, we're
girl.
Gonna keep trying to support
applause
you.
To you, girlfriend.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. K. Diddy.
Yes, sir.
My switchboard is over here acting a little funky, so I know you're on the switchboard with me. Give me a time check, brother. Where we at?
We are at 3:49, 11 minutes to go, and I still see that number 574 with their hand up.
Well, let him in, brother, because my switchboard is frozen. Let him in. Let him in.
Well, welcome to the show, 574. You're on with us. Who we got with us?
It's Asia Productions. How y'all doing?
Hello,
hey.
And welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. I just wanted to say thank you for the live chat response that I've been plugging into this afternoon. But I just wanted to say also, I want to put in my two cents worth, that, you know, with the relationships, you know, giving love for both sides, I'm not pro-men or pro-women. I'm pro-equal. So, you know, the reply to everybody...
About.
The reply for everybody is, if you love that person, you need to show appreciation regardless.
Absolutely. I truly agree with you.
Me too.
Truly agree with you. Absolutely.
But, Ms. Winfrey, I just want to say congrats on your book. I will be checking that out, The Billionaire's Bible, when it does come out.
Thank you so much. I so much appreciate
your
support.
Girlfriend.
Thank you so much.
She wants you to go get the other ones now.
We can do that,
thank
too.
You.
And while
you're at. Where
we
can find you. Where we can find you.
Where you can find me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm all over the internet. I'm on Google. My Twitter is twitter.com/theotherwinfrey. I'm on Facebook. You can look up, you know, facebook.com/ShaQuitaWinfrey. I'm on some other social networking sites. You can buy the books from my website. You can also buy it from Amazon. Amazon has this wonderful option piece where you can download the books on Kindle. So if you have a device where you have Kindle downloaded on your cell phone, you can definitely get it through Kindle, because both Release and The Other Winfrey are available for download on Kindle. You can actually go to Amazon and download Kindle right from Amazon. And it also has a little piece. Kindle? Yeah, it's Kindle. Yeah. It also has a piece. K-I-N-D-L-E, K-I-N-D-L-E, and it has a piece where it also has text-to-speech format, so you can also listen to it versus, you know, actually reading it, so it has that application within Kindle. So it's K-I-N-D-L-E. You can actually download that onto your phones. You can actually download it on your phones, Blackberries and iPhones, I believe. I'm not sure if there are any others that have that application available, but definitely Blackberry and the iPhone. You can download the Kindle application on your phone. And just one click, you can purchase the book through your phone, and you can actually read it through your cell phone. So.
Oh, cool.
Technology is awesome, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it changes daily, so you definitely have to stay
abreast. Yes, it does.
Abreast.
So you
got
to keep up.
Yeah, well.
Definitely.
Yes, indeed. Lady Joy, tell the good folks where they can find you. You know, we're creeping now into the final minutes.
Okay. They can find you. I'm sorry. Okay.
Where you can find me on Facebook. I welcome all my Facebook friends, Joy LaShawn. J JoyLashawn on Facebook. And also you can catch me on Saturdays on Power 88 from 3 to 7. I do my show, me and my partner Omar Starr. And if you're online, it's power88lv.com. You can pick us up from anywhere. Call in. We give the number. And I'll give you a serious shout-out because I love my people that call in, and I love my Facebook fam, and I totally love my family on Can a Player Play because we just do the damn thing right there. And my girl, I appreciate you calling and, you know, coming in today and being our guest and, you know, putting your knowledge out there and being able to help somebody else. That's what it's about.
Thank you so much. And I really appreciate you guys giving me the opportunity to voice my opinions and voice some of the things that I've learned in my lifetime and some things that I continue to learn while I'm here and just, you know, just wanting to be able to help someone else. So I do appreciate the opportunity from you guys.
Well, anytime you want to be with another dysfunctional family,
when you speak to yourself,
I think I got enough dysfunction going. But definitely,
girl, you haven't been dysfunctional until you've been with us. Okay.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
And we love you. We love you for it. And keep it going, girlfriend. And you. Keep you being blessed, and hope the blessings keep coming where you can bless somebody else like we all do. You know,
thank you.
We have our moments. You know, we have our moments where we act all crazy and stuff like that, but we love each other, and whatever knowledge we can put out there that's going to help somebody else, that's what it's about. And I totally appreciate you coming on our show today and being our guest, and want you to come back again and spread some more knowledge, you know, for those of us out there.
Thank you. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
And we love you, too.
And, of course, you know, good folks, www.worldmovement.com. Check out the music. Check out the books. Check out what we got going on. You know, you can hit your boy on the Twitter, SELASSIESON, Selassie I Son. You know, on Facebook, you know, Pretty Tony LV. You'll see the picture of the book Playology. Join me on Facebook. I love everybody. And, of course, you know, go out and support your boy. Buy a copy of the book. I know y'all looking forward to the new book. We're in the.
I'm looking forward to it.
Can't wait, baby.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Who is she? It's called Who Is She and What Is She to You? You know what I mean? I'm trying to get my grown man on with this one.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I guess people
just could Google me. I just don't get to talk for myself.
We're sorry. Go ahead.
I mean, I just get kicked to the curb any kind of way. Am I still in this car or what?
We're sorry.
Hold on a moment, brother.
Anyway, I'm just messing with you, Tony. Go ahead. You can keep driving.
No, my man. Throw the email address out there. You know, somebody might want to be your fan.
Oh, well, shoot. I can just say Google me. I ain't going to be dysfunctional. I'll be prolific. I'll just say worldmovement.com. Come check us out. Come check out our music. Come get your copy. Play a Step Your Game Up, Playology, your autographed copy. I mean, it's everywhere. Also, Amazon, Borders. Definitely come to World Movement to get it so you can get your signed copy. You can also download it everywhere as well. So come check us out. Come check out the Rise and Star Industry Showcase. Come see that. You can also see Joy LaShawn there as well. Just check out World Movement. You know what I'm saying? Worldmovement.com. That's it.
And as a matter of fact, you know what? Since my switchboard tripping, take us out with a World Movement song. For everybody in the chat room, you know we love y'all. Come through Ann J, Sweet D, Asia Productions, Guest 1917, all the other folks online. I see you. To all the fathers out there, once again, man, y'all have a wonderful Father's Day, man. Keep doing your job. Feel me? Keep playing your position. That's what life is about.
We need you, definitely.
Take us out, K. Diddy, with some World Movement funk.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a cry and laugh, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
seen. Shorty, you look fantastic, the moment is sporadic. Don't worry about the last guy, he was just plastic. Hope you ready to ride, your seatbelt fast. And I'll fly out of this world, dimension of attraction. Don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, a romance professor. You know I got the best love, come on girl, fess up. The way that things stick out, the way your breath sit up. Blab a gas so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you up.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a cry and laugh, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
did. Relationship to relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, this saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look with fragrance, and from your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of the heinous crime, still staying this time.